Beyond the Horizon presents the 19 Fundamentals of the Ohio National Guard. In every episode, two Guards members sit down for a straightforward conversation, breaking down one fundamental, how it applies, and why it matters. These are the principles that drive our culture, sharpen our readiness, and keep us mission-focused. Let's get into it.
Hi, I'm Colonel Robert Kruner, the 178th Mission Support Group Commander.
I'm 2nd Lieutenant Denise Bowman. I'm the 178th Wing Anti-Terrorism Program Manager and the 178th Security Forces Squadron Director of Operations.
Thanks, LT, for joining me. So I think your perspective is going to add a lot to the conversation, just having recently graduated OTS.
Yes.
So, thanks for joining me.
But it's my pleasure.
So, today, just a little bit of a perspective on the take ownership, leadership fundamental. I think just to define it, it's essentially is owning your area of responsibility and not just owning it, but owning it with the interest of becoming an expert on that and really just making sure that you're accountable for everything that's mission related and ensure that you really provide an excellent product in everything that we do. So, taking ownership really is about upholding our values from a military standards perspective. But there's a lot of intangibles that I think as we get into the discussion, I think we'll start to unpack a little bit of what that means in a little bit more specificity. But in essence, it's a buck stops here mentality, meaning most of our careers when we start out early, there's always somebody higher you can defer the decision to or, pass the buck to. But as you get into that upper echelon of rank and responsibility, it's important to know that those number of people that you can pass the buck to become smaller and smaller. So, my personal philosophy, if we can teach that at a earlier stage in a career and taking ownership and teach people to be leaders, that pays dividends and helps people grow in their career. And so, kind of go ahead and unpack that a little bit from why is take ownership important. And I think those are some of the intangibles that I kind of want to dive into. So it's about the proactive problem solving. And so teaching leaders to be leaders really revolves around that point of being proactive and problem solving. Don't wait for somebody to come tell you what to do, but identify what those problem sets may be and come up with solutions prior to them actually becoming bigger issues. It's about finding, thinking critically and finding creative ways to solve the problems so that you're not passing a problem up the chain to solve when you being responsible for your job and knowing you're the subject matter expert in it, you've been given the empowerment to make those decisions. By doing so, by being proactive in the problem-solving mindset, it's just natural, organically, the team starts to define process improvement and things that just kind of organically develop. It's not something that your supervisor comes in and tells you that, hey, I need you to, fix X, Y, or Z. You're just naturally doing it by being a little bit more proactive in that whole decision-making process. Again, that ownership piece too, it strengthens the teamwork in that folks see you pulling your weight, you're setting that example, you're really driving the pace of the day, and you're not necessarily, again, sitting back waiting for things to happen. You're actually out in front, taking charge, and it becomes a shared responsibility at that point. Again, it's setting the example for your team, and others are likely to kind of follow and share that mindset. From a team dynamic, it also, it builds that trust. Like I was saying, if somebody knows that you're not afraid to fail because, your supervisor is entrusting you to take some risk, make some decisions, but giving you that freedom to fail, that builds that trust and people are more likely to put themselves out there and take risks that they might not otherwise take. But in doing so, if as leaders we don't point the finger and we're not looking to blame, again, that helps the entire culture from, building that trust and respect and allows you to again, take more risks knowing that, hey, we're not perfect. No one is going to be perfect in this profession, but as long as we learn from it, we can continue to kind of grow and develop.
What are you hoping to like instill in being like a leader for the people over at Security Forces?
For me, the things that I would like to instill in my airmen when it comes to taking ownership is I want them to see me succeed, and I also want them to see me fail. And as a leader, taking ownership in my airmen seeing me fail will inadvertently enable them to understand and develop their own leadership styles and strategic thinking to understand that it's okay to fail, and that in order to process improvement and...
I think I know what you're saying. When it comes to like accepting the fact that you're not perfect, and no matter how hard you put in the effort, when it comes to taking ownership, you have to take the good with the bad.
So yes.
Like accepting the fact that you can put yourself out there and with the information that's provided, make a decision that you think is going to be 99% like moving in the positive direction, but there's always that 1% that it doesn't. And when it does happen, accepting it and then trying to move forward.
Yes. And when we talk about being accountable without blaming external factors, it's easy to accept the blame when you know that something went wrong. But what I think is a lot harder for airmen and leaders to do is to accept the blame when the historical data and the facts say that the plan should have worked. And I think that that's something that I personally am working on, is that when I think that things should have worked out and when I know that the plan should have worked and sometimes it just doesn't, that's still something that I have to take ownership of.
It kind of falls into the same thing of like training, and working with purpose and like trying to move yourself forward and do those process improvements and taking on the ownership of like improving and accepting the outcome as is. So with that in mind, how do you stay focused on your purpose even during like routine or difficult tasks? Because I'm sure in Security Forces, sometimes you run into situations where it's like, the tasks just like don't exactly work out as planned.
Well, it's always important to remember that the mission comes first. But even when thinking about the idea that the mission comes first, it's important to understand that you can't do the mission without the people. And when it comes to training and working with purpose, an example would be during the CRI. We needed a response force for a civil disturbance, and in order to complete that task for the mission, we needed augmentees or CONFO, a controlled force, to work a riot exercise scenario. What happened is there were 94 people tasked out doing their own mission essential things, so we had to pull in members that had never done controlled force before. And I had two NCOs from the Security Forces squadron with 29 non-Security Forces members with rioters outside of the gate training those members right there in that moment. And we had maybe 6 or 7 minutes to teach those non-Security Forces members the essentials of stomp and drag with shields and body armor before taking them to the gate in approximately 6 minutes. And that in itself was a difficult task that was essential to be completed in order for force protection and the mission to continue.
I think if I could add on to that, I think that's a clear example of, they were brought into the why am I here? What am I doing? They're brought into the actual problem, right? So at that point, they were taking ownership because they could see the problem. They knew why they were there. And I think, bubbling that up at a higher level, and I think, from a senior leader perspective, I mean, we owe it to our airmen to bring them into the problem that we're either solving or bring them into the, the mission and what it is we're trying to do. Because it's a, proven fact that as folks are brought into that, they feel a little bit more sense of pride and ownership, and they're more willing to kind of bring it internal to actually solve the problem. And so it's one of my favorite books. It's more of a business focused book, but it's called Ownership Thinking. It's by Brad Hams, and he talks about that when people have a stake in the outcome, they're more likely to engage and actually solve the problem. And so we have to make our airmen part of, give them a sense of purpose.
And absolutely. I think
that what you just described, it was kind of a real time kind of thing, but they knew if they didn't do their job, either A, the mission was going to fail, or they could be hurt.
Right? Absolutely. Commander's buy-in is so important when taking ownership.
Yeah. So I think, when I also look at it from a culture perspective, it does. I mean, leading by example, it sets the tone, it sets the culture, and instilling that accountability and leading by example is just, it's contagious. And knowing that, folks at the top can't shirk the responsibility or pass the blame, that teaches, that's a leadership development trait. And it is something that's taught. I don't believe it's not a trait that we're actually born with. We just have to continue to teach that and develop and learn from our mistakes. And if you're constantly, being the one that has the finger pointed at them, you're less likely to take those risks, and you kind of, cap yourself off in terms of your learning potential.
Well, I think that also kind of goes into the idea of striving for excellence, because it's always like this ever evasive goal. Like, you never really reach your full potential. You're always just working towards it.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, I agree.
I think that's what you both keep kind of like touching on a little bit. So is there anything that you've tried to instill in yourself, any like habits? And if not, that's totally fine. But to continue those like improvements and realize like you're striving for something that you're never really going to be able to achieve when you're taking on ownership. And I know that's a very like heady question, but
it is not. That is completely relevant to everything that is happening in my life. Last month, I was blessed off with the title of Director of Operations. And as the Director of Operations, it is now my responsibility to know all of the S functions within the Security Forces Squadron. And within all of the S functions, I now need to learn what all of my NCOs are doing, what programs they use, what doctrines and policies they refer to. And when one of my NCOs started talking to me about RA and funds, pots of money and colors, I was dumbfounded by how much I did not know. So the fact that I am starting from square one with something new tells me that I still have a lot to work towards.
I'm sorry, I'm sure you've run into the same experience.
Yeah, I think the key thing for me that I try to instill is just to follow through, right?
That's a good one.
I've kind of picked this up. I don't know if I've made this up over my career or just kind of adapted it from somebody, but it's the say-do ratio, and that is, if you say you're going to do something, do it. And again, no one's perfect. We all get busy in our days, and I miss the mark probably three times a day. But I'm intentional about, if I say I'm going to do something, I try to follow through on that. And so again, that's that take ownership piece where I personally am charged with living up to my promises. And again, it's those intangibles where trying to build trust amongst the the people I lead, build trust in my supervisor, the wing commander, who has faith in me that I'm going to actually deliver and what I say I'm going to do. So I try not to leave loose ends. I try to follow up on things. And again, if I can't solve the problem, maybe provide an update of, hey, I need another 48 hours or whatever it may be. So
absolutely. And the say and do mindset is important. And I actually got some really great advice from Colonel Montag in regards to that specific thing. We get so fixated on having to complete a task that sometimes things don't get done. And he said to me to remember that you're not always going to be able to complete something to 100%. But what is the most important with the say and do is that you are making continuous progress. Because your airmen are going to see that maybe I didn't get this one specific thing done that I told you in an email that I would get to, but I'm sending you a follow-up email right now to let you know that it is still on my radar, mm-hmm. that I am still tracking it, and it is still something that I'm working for you, because you are important and this task is important.
Yeah, it's as much as we say to take ownership of things and bring airmen, we still, you know, we still have an execution responsibility. We still have to get things done. And so, mm-hmm. you know, that's part of, you know, why we show up every day, because there's a mission to execute, and it's imperative that we work towards it, and we chip away at all those to-do lists. And again, that ownership piece, if folks at the earliest stages of their career embrace that, you know, those become a lot easier to do, and things just churn, and the machine churns so much more efficiently.
You've been listening to Beyond the Horizon, the 19 Fundamentals of the Ohio National Guard, produced by the 178th Wing Air National Guard Base in Springfield, Ohio.